Obviously, it's a true pleasure for me to be here with my colleagues. It is my first time, and I'm terribly excited about it. So I look forward to hearing also from you and learning together from the experiences today. It's truly important dialogue to ensure accountability and measuring progress towards the realization of sexual and reproductive health and rights in the context of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. I want to start, however, with inviting us to envision a 10-year-old girl and how our future depends on a girl at that decisive age. Today, there are 60 million 10-year-old girls. This age is pivotal. It can be a time when barriers start appearing on the path to adulthood, limiting options, choices, and opportunities. It also presents opportunity in that age 10 can be a time of exploration, rapidly expanding horizons and new possibilities. A girl who was 10 in 2015, when the Sustainable Development Goals were endorsed by the global community, will be 25 when the goals are to have been achieved. What the world will look like then, in 2030, will depend on whether we do everything in our power to ignite the potential of a 10-year-old girl today. In many ways, the life trajectory of a 10-year-old girl will be the true test of whether the Agenda 2030 for Sustainable Development is a success or a failure. We are, all and everywhere, accountable to this girl. In some countries and communities, when a girl reaches age 10 and approaches puberty, she may suddenly be seen not as a girl capable of anything she sets her mind to, but as a commodity that may be sold, traded, or trafficked for marriage, for childbearing, for free labor, for sexual exploitation. Achieving the SDGs and the ICPD program of action is paramount to ensuring that this 10-year-old girl reaches her full potential. Prominent among the SDGs is a vision for a world without poverty. But countries cannot end poverty if girls are unable to make a safe and healthy transition from adolescence to adulthood and become productive members of their communities and nations. The High-Level Political Forum in 2016 played a critical role in recognizing and reinforcing country ownership for implementing and reporting on the SDGs. This also contributes to strengthening accountability. A challenge for the majority of countries was, however, a lack of statistical capacity for data collection and disaggregation in order not to leave anyone behind. Countries have therefore called on the UN to help strengthen national statistical systems and build partnerships. For the 2017 forum, the interlinkages between the ICPD and the 2030 agendas will be particularly prominent. The focus will be on an in-depth review of SDG 3 to ensure healthy lives and promote well-being for all at all ages, and SDG 5 to achieve gender equality and empower all women and girls, as well as goals 1 on poverty, 2 on hunger, 9 on infrastructure and innovation, and 17 on means of implementation, all of which are relevant to the ICPD agenda. If we look at previous follow-up review mechanisms and how they have been employed to promote the achievement of SRHR-related goals, it is evident, for example, that monitoring of the Millennium Development Goals led to major global improvements in estimation of maternal mortality. It has also focused global attention on the unmet need of contraceptions and on the high adolescent birth rate that persists in many parts of the world. Aggregate gains in national numbers, however, have masked inequalities within countries. The 2030 Agenda addresses this shortfall by making provisions for alignment with existing regional and global frameworks. This will make it possible for key elements and additional dimensions of SRHR, including those pertaining to population and development and sustainable development more broadly, to be incorporated into the SDG follow-up and review processes through national, regional, and global level ICPD reviews. These ongoing standalone reviews of the ICPD agenda will continue to take place under the auspices of ECOSOC through the Commission on Population and Development. They will be linked with and they will feed into the SDG reviews and will allow for a review of various dimensions of SRHR. This includes identifying and addressing new and emerging issues, as well as promoting the achievement of SRHR-related goals. The landmark ICPD Beyond 2014 review process, for example, addressed the state of population and development over the 2 decades since the Cairo conference. The findings and conclusions of the process, which included a global survey of 182 countries and territories, 5 regional and 3 thematic reviews, highlighted gains and gaps over the 20-year period, as well as new and emerging issues. The review reinforced the remarkable consensus of the 1994 ICPD Program of Action, that investments in the human rights and capacities of individuals, particularly the sexual and reproductive rights of women and girls, are key to sustainable development. It also provided an overview of the state of SRHR in respect of gains in maternal health, including declines in maternal death, rising access to skilled attendance at birth, and to a range of modern contraceptive methods. These just to mention a few of the findings. But it also highlighted the lack of attention to young people's sexual and reproductive health and rights, the lack of data on young people, and the rising prevalence of sexually transmitted infections. Most importantly, it also underscored the fact that aggregate gains in SRHR and other development indicators reported in the context of the MDGs masked substantial subnational disparities in some countries. For instance, when access of women to skilled attendance at birth was disaggregated by wealth quintiles, in certain countries that reported overall progress, these gains accrued only to women in the highest wealth quintiles. At the same time, the poorest of women, those in the bottom 2 wealth quintiles, with the greatest vulnerability and needs, were truly left behind. They experienced little or no improvement in their access to safe delivery services, and that's over the last 2 decades. In-depth reviews that demand thematic reports with disaggregated data provide an essential global platform to highlight gaps and inequalities, to share best practices, and draw attention to regional and national variations and specificities. They help redirect the conversation and policy and programmatic focus to the key SRHR issues of our time. Such reviews are vital to the achievement of sexual and reproductive health and rights for all. To ensure that regional ICPD reviews contribute to the realization of the 2030 agenda, we will need to sequence the ICPD review cycle with the 4-year reporting cycle of the High-Level Political Forum, working collaboratively with the respective regional commissions to compile and consolidate relevant data and prepare analysis and reports in an integrated way. This integrated regional analysis on population and development issues would then be submitted to the global review mechanisms, such as the Commission on Population Development, the Commission on the Status of Women, ECOSOC, and the High-Level Political Forum. They would also inform discussions and contribute to key messages that emerge from the respective regional sustainable development forums, ultimately contributing to the work of the High-Level Political Forum. In conclusion, let me reiterate that the ICPD and the 2030 agendas have a strong human rights foundation, that they are people-centered, they are universally applicable and geared towards sustainable development. In addition to these similarities, the analytical framing of population issues within the ICPD agenda and the centrality of sexual and reproductive health and rights provide a lens through which we can address development challenges in a manner that integrates the social, economic, and environmental pillars, upholds human rights, and brings us closer to realizing sustainable development and a world where no one is left behind. And this, after all is said and done, is what it's all about. It is therefore crucial that in implementing and reporting on the 2030 agenda at national, regional, and global levels, we find ways to ensure the full integration of the ICPD. As I already mentioned, The real test of success of the Sustainable Development Agenda will be whether every 10-year-old girl today will be healthy, educated, and productive 14 to 15 years from now. With the support from her family, community, and nation, and the full realization of her rights, we know that every 10-year-old girl can thrive and help bring about the future we all want. Thank you.